T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The
Jason
Barsky Show.
Mayor Cognetti, how are you? Good morning. What's going on?
I'm doing okay. Just like everybody else, we're just taking it hour by hour, right?
Yeah.
And trying to stay home as much as possible. And as mayor, trying to pump out as much information as we can. And with, of course, the main goal, of course, every single minute of my job is to make sure that the public health and safety is covered and our police and fire and public works go on. And that's the most important thing right now.
Yesterday, there was some news that came out about like furloughs for certain city employees. Yes. Evil through all of this?
Unfortunately, yes. Like I said, public works, fire, police, those are paramount to the public health and safety, that we have to put those first. We have to continue to collect taxes, but we can do, a lot of that online, a lot of that remotely. And so right now, there are some jobs that just aren't mission critical, and we've got to put those on hold. And what's unfortunate, but necessary, and this isn't, this is the city, this is the, I'm sure the state, this is going to be businesses and organizations that is already, the city isn't inoculated from furloughs and having to cut back during this time. We have to look at the medium and long term. We're not going to collect the tax revenue that we projected, nowhere near it, I'm sure. So we've really got to start saving now. We've got to make some really tough decisions now so that we can be in a position to keep the gas in the fire trucks, really.
Somebody reached out to me about this because there was one part of the story, if you only read it and didn't stop and really think, okay, mm-hmm. this is what they're talking about. That said, it was city police officers are no longer going to be responding to minor incidents, as they talked about, just like little civil disputes, just little mm-hmm. things, vandalism. And somebody said, this is the first step to a lawless society. And I said, hang on a second. Let me see if I get this right. And you tell me if this is accurate. If somebody is arguing over a parking spot and they get mad at each other, okay, that's one thing. But if it turns into a brawl, then it's another, then the police do get involved because it turns into another issue altogether.
So it's not a lack of police involvement. That's the critical thing. It's not that you get into a little spat about a parking spot and you want to file a police report. You can file that online. That is still something that is still something to file online. The police will follow up, but they can't be going in person to that right now. If it's a brawl, very different story. But it's not that we're not responding. It's not that anything is off the table. It's just that we're asking for things that are, again, non-mission critical in this moment.
So it's like
being a report online. Police will follow up.
It's kind of like being a parent in a way. I mean, sure, you're the parent of like a city where sometimes, your kid spills something, you run right over. Oh, we'll help you. The kid's crying, literally over spilled milk. It's happened to us multiple times. But then sometimes there's a leak under the sink and you're like, look, not now. We'll deal with it later. You're like, it's not that you didn't spill it. I understand it's sad. We'll get you more milk, but just go read a book.
I mean, but you log it. You put it on the notebook and you say, we're going to get, this is what happened. Johnny spilled the milk at 2 p.m. We've got the details. We're going to go back and deal with that later.
Yeah, but we have bigger problems if this flood continues here. You mentioned with the furloughs. I'm guessing as long as this is going on, you'll continue to have to do this because until things start to get back to normal, we're not going to be able to. You won't be able to meet the payroll? Is that what we were looking for here?
It's really, right now this week, for example, like we've got the cash, we're paying the payroll that's due tomorrow. That we're okay. We're trying to be responsible for the medium and long term. We're trying to take some of the expenses off right now so that we make sure we're saving every dollar in case this is something that goes on for a long time. And again, looking at those tax revenue projections that we started out with And there's no way that a municipal, a state, or even the federal government is going to see the type of revenue that they expected for the year.
Right.
We really have to take a hard and responsible look. And it is painful, but again, it's no different than the businesses that are having to do that, organizations that are having to do that. And what I'd say on a lighter note, but if we want to make sure that everybody's doors can open again or stay open, right? So right now, you know, there's unemployment compensation. There are a lot of relief funds being set up. There's a lot of, we're trying on our social media and on our website to make it a hub of places that people can go get services and get some relief, figure out how to apply for unemployment, figure out how to apply hopefully for some other programs that the federal and state government might implement. You want your business, you don't want to lose your job forever. So there's some pain right now. Maybe your hours get cut. Maybe you get laid off right now. But it's really important for that business owner to think through these steps and say, well, what can I do now to make sure that I can sustain and stay afloat and really be fully open again in, you know, I'm guessing, you know, May, June, August, right? So you really have to be thinking medium and long term, and it's better that some of these businesses, organizations, and, you know, myself as the manager of the city, are making some hard decisions right now so that when this does lift, we're all in a place where we can go back to normal as quickly as possible.
I used to hear May, June, July, August, and think, oh, the summer. Now I'm like, I don't know.
I do think it's, you know, realistically, it's not going to be 2 weeks. And I just don't think that's probably realistic, but this new normal, but I don't, you know, God willing, it's, you know, April, maybe we're back up to normal, but, you know, we have to plan for the worst, at least at the city level.
Are you hearing any timeline as far as any help coming from the state? And unless we talked, there's plans, there's things people are talking about. There have been daily press conferences, but any timeline as to when they're going to be able to step up? Are they waiting on the federal government? I know there's all different ways they can.
That's what I think is probably happening. You know, the federal government, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. I cannot believe that the Senate had a 3-day weekend. That was appalling to me. You know, we're waiting, the state's waiting on them, and we're waiting, municipal governments are waiting on the state and federal governments. We're trying to figure out what relief packages, what options are coming down the pike from the federal level so we can figure out the steps that we can take. Because, you know, essentially, we can offer more, just our city hall, we can offer more options for our furloughed employees, or maybe even figure out, oh, well, maybe we don't have to furlough as many employees if we have XYZ relief coming. In the absence of leadership from the federal government, you know, we've got to make some really tough calls at the local level. And we're just trying to be as responsible and proactive as possible. And it's painful and it's tough, but we're just all in it together. And I know business owners and organizations, you know, leaders of nonprofits are trying to make those same tough decisions.
Yeah, and you said you couldn't believe they took a 3-day weekend. You're a very approachable person. When I first met you, we had talked, and you said, oh, you remembered me, and it was an easy conversation. But you've probably been in a situation at least once where you said to somebody, yes, I'm in politics, and they kind of went, oh, God, and they rolled their eyes and judge you. Fairly
sure,
or not.
Of course. Once or twice.
That's how they feel, just based off what you said. They took a 3-day weekend. I think we all see that. And it seems like we're starting to come together a little more with partisan divide. Mm-hmm. Like I noticed, I think it was Mitch McConnell who made that. You didn't go out of your way to say Republican. We know that, but we're just saying in general. I think I would have had the same critique had it been either side. Yeah. It wouldn't bother me. It's like, come on, get things done.
This isn't about partisan politics. We're in touch with both Senator Casey and Senator Toomey's offices. You know, we're just trying to figure out what they're going to do. You know, it's weird because I was at the U.S. Treasury Department during the financial crisis. And so we've seen part of this movie before in terms of federal bailouts. But that was, you know, that was, okay, the auto industry and, you know, the TARP decision had been made by the time the Obama administration started. So some of these big things had already begun when we got in there in January of 2009. And now this is happening, and this is such a different thing also because we're tracking the world in a different way. We're tracking, you know, Seattle. I really am looking to the mayor of Seattle's information. Jenny Durkin seems to really be on top of a lot of things. And I will say, you know, as a mayor, local level, we're really trying to all piece it together and be in touch with each other and figure out what's working. And in absence of leadership at the federal level, it's getting a little better. But these last few weeks have been tough. But again, tough for everybody. It's we're all trying to figure this out. And I'm hoping that we're doing a good job with the city. We are working around the clock to make sure that we're making informed decisions. Try to get that information out. Try to be a convening body. requests for information and hopefully some relief efforts. I'm hoping that we can have some fun in the next few days. We can turn to doing some, you know, videos and things on our website that maybe can cheer people up, to figure out how we can help our seniors, get them, you know, get them in a place where they can know how to do exercises and things like that at home. Hoping to be able to get to some of that more social stuff. But right now, you know, I've got a pension board meeting in a couple minutes. We've got some really, really serious stuff to do. And it's no different than being a business or an organization. All managers out there have to make tough decisions, but we have to look for the medium and long term. We can't be, you know, burning all the cash and then getting into a point where we can't possibly open when this cloud lifts.
And I think we all feel that. Like, even I was telling my wife, I'm like, you know, I'm here, I'm doing my thing, I'm trying to help get the message out, but we're going to get through this. Yeah. Say it takes a month or 2 months. They could come back and go, hey, Jason, we thank you for your time, but unfortunately, the company is hurting so bad, we have to let you go. It's like, I mean, that could easily happen. And that's terrifying because I don't know if you've looked at my resume. I'll tell you what it looks like. It's a lot of radio, it's a lot of silliness, and I don't have a lot of tangible skills that translate. Please hire me. No, I'm kidding.
Well, come to my press conference, but you can have a press conference on the City Hall. That's all day long. You could do your show.
Perfect. Hey, listen, like, go to your meeting and we'll check. Please check back in if as news breaks.
Absolutely.
Always welcome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I just, to everyone, you know, stick together. We absolutely are getting through this. We will get through it. We just have to keep that information out there and call your neighbors, you know, call your friends, especially those older folks that might feel lonely and isolated. I'm sure they are feeling. Make those phone calls. Keep in touch with everyone in your life to just keep those spirits up.
Right. Mayor Paige Cognetti, thank you for being on the show. Appreciate
it. Jason.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.